Purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki. In the two previous slokas, it has been definitely proved that Srimad Bhagavatam is a sublime literature which surpasses all other Vedic scriptures. Due to its transcendental qualities, it is transcendental to all mundane activities and mundane knowledge. In this sloka, it is stated that Srimad Bhagavatam is not only a superior literature, but is a ripened fruit of all Vedic literatures. In other words, it is the cream of all Vedic knowledge. Considering all this, patient and submissive hearing is definitely essential. With great respect, all attention and attention, one should receive the message and lessons imparted by the Srimad Bhagavatam. The Vedas are compared to the desire tree because they contain all things knowable by man. They deal with mundane necessities as well as spiritual realization. The Vedas contain regulated principles of knowledge covering social, political, religious, economic, military, medicinal, chemical, physical and metaphysical subject matter and all that may be necessary to keep the body and soul together. Above and beyond all this are specific direction for spiritual realization. Regulated knowledge involve a gradual raising of the living entity to the spiritual platform. And the highest spiritual realization is knowledge that the personality of Godhead is a reservoir of all spiritual tastes or rasas. Every living entity, beginning from Brahma to the first class living being within the material world, down to the insignificant ant, desires to relish some sort of taste derived from sense perceptions. These sensual pleasures are technically called rasas. Such rasas are of different varieties. In the revealed scriptures, the following 12 varieties of rasas are enumerated. First, Rodra, anger. Adbhuta, means wonder. Sringara, conjugal love. Hasya, comedy. Veera, chivalry. Daya, mercy. Dasya, servitorship. Sakya, fraternity. Bhayanak, horror. Vibhatsa, shock. Santa, neutrality. Vatsalya, parenthood. The sum total of all these rasas is called affection or love. Primarily, such signs of love are manifested in adoration, service, friendship, parental affection, and conjugal love. And when these fives are absent, love is present indirectly in anger, wonder, comedy, chivalry, fear, shock, and so on. For example, when a man is in love with a woman, the rasa is called conjugal love. But when such love affairs are disturbed, there may be wonder, anger, shock, or even horror. Sometimes love affairs between two persons culminate in ghastly murder scenes. Such rasas are displayed between man and man, and between animal and animal. There is no possibility of an exchange or rasa between a man and an animal, or between a man and any other species of living being within the material world. The rasas are exchanged between members of the same species. But as far as the spirit souls are concerned, they are one qualitatively with the Supreme Lord. Therefore, the rasas were originally exchanged between the spiritual living being and the spiritual whole, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The spiritual exchange or rasa is fully exhibited in spiritual existence between living entities and the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is therefore described in the Sruti Mantras, Vedic hymns, as a fountainhead of all rasas. When one associates with the Supreme Lord and exchanges one's constitutional rasa with the Lord, then the living entity is actually happy. These Sruti mantras indicate that every living being has its constitutional position, which is endowed with a particular type of rasa to be exchanged with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the liberated condition only, its primary rasa is experienced in full. In material existence, the rasa is experienced in the perverted form, which is temporary. And thus, the rasas of the material world are exhibited in the material form of rodra, anger, and so on. So I'm stopping here because I've been told to, and tomorrow we'll continue for that. Om Ajnanam Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Si Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastite Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhi Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhano Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki. So first of all, I would like to express my heartfelt joy for coming to its temple, Sri Radha Gokulananda. Such beautiful ladies and also beautiful devotees over here. And coming here for a few days to get the association of wonderful, wonderful devotees. Last time when I came, it was this mantra I learned. It was a new mantra. Athasi Krishna Havili. We're about to start the project of Havili. Now it's so wonderful, now this project is being realized. So here, the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Rasam Alayam. You heard of Rasmalai, yeah? Rasam Alayam, Rasmalai, like, you know, devotees like to call it Rasmalai. And why it is Rasmalayam? It is, it's a juice that is relishable for liberation, even after liberation. Why Rasmalayam after liberation? Because Sukadeva Goswami is the liberated soul. But liberation is not the ultimate. You know, even liberated soul are attracted to the lotus feet of Krishna. That's why this word here, Rasam Alayam, even after liberation, one relish Srimad Bhagavatam. Because liberation is not the highest platform. So the sages, they were in anxiety that Krishna had left, what's going to happen to the world. Then the conclusion was that the Lord has incarnated in the form of Srimad Bhagavatam. They were happy to hear that. And this Srimad Bhagavatam was written by Vyasadeva in his maturity. First he wrote the Vedas and then seeing the anomalies of the in the duty. Then he decided to divide the Vedas. Then he wrote the Vedas. But now after writing the Vedas, still he was despondent. He was not happy. He was despondent. And despite he had done great vow to read the Vedas, to write the Vedas, still he was not happy. And then Narad Muni came. And Narad Muni came and asked Vyasadev, "Are you happy with the body?" That's the first question he asked. "Are you happy with this body?" Why? Because the Vedas deal mainly with the three modes of material nature. It's explained here, Prabhupada is telling that Vedas deal material and spiritual context, you know, both knowledge there. And so science and everything, war, metaphysical, physical, chemical, economic, religious, political, military, medicinal. So that's the first question on Narad Muni asks, "Are you happy with this body?" So you have written, of course it is regulated. It's called regulated sense gratification. Because people, they're inclined to sense gratification and you're facilitating them. So in the name of religion, that's what he said, in the name of religion, they are doing sense gratification. So this was the cause of his despondency. Why he was despondent? He was not happy. Imagine if the reader, the writer, is not happy about what he wrote, is despondent, what to speak about the reader? And then Narad Muni told him about the cause of his despondency, why he was not happy, because he did not write about the name, nam, rup, guna, and lila of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He did not write about all this. That's the reason why Vyasadev was not happy. And then afterward he wrote about the Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Bhagavatam, the Vedas is saying in this verse that the Vedas is the desire tree. Kalpataro means desire tree. Vedas are like the desire tree. And if Bhagavatam is like the most matured fruits of the Vedas, you know, mature fruit of the Vedas, Nigama Kalpataro. So is the Vedas like the tree. So the Bhagavatam is the most ripened fruit of all Vedic literature, the cream. The cream, when we drink milk, the best part of the milk is when we get the cream, you know. So this Bhagavatam is a cream of all, it's the best part, the cream of all the Vedic literature. It's a cream. So, and it is relishable by great devotees. So, the Srimad Bhagavatam was written by Vyasadeva in his maturity, when he became mature. Afterward, he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And this Bhagavatam has been spoken, of course, by many, many devotees. There are many speakers of Bhagavatam. And here he said, the more it emanated from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. There are many speakers of Bhagavatam. Lord Shiva also spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva spoke Srimad Bhagavatam. But when it comes to Sukadeva Goswami, who also spoke Srimad Bhagavatam, and therefore this fruit has become even more tasteful by different devotees. So, and it is also mentioned that although this nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated soul. So this knowledge here, Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport that the conclusion. What is the goal of Vedanta? The impersonalists claim that our sampradaya is not bona fide because our devotees did not write, you know, commentary on the Vedanta Sutra. What is Vedanta? Vedanta means the conclusion of knowledge, Vedic knowledge. And Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita, Vidaisya sarver aham eva vedyaha. Vedanta krit vedavit eva chaham. The goal of knowledge is to understand Krishna. Krishna is saying, what is the goal of knowledge? Vidaisya sarver. Of all knowledge, I am to be known. Aham eva vedyaha. Krishna is to be known. The goal of knowledge is to understand Krishna. That's the goal of understanding, you know, knowledge. And why the devotees did not write commentary in the beginning of the Vedanta Sutra? Because Srimad Bhagavatam is considered to be natural commentary of the Vedanta. Srimad Bhagavatam is natural commentary. The goal is bhakti. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying, very wonderfully is describing here, that regulated knowledge involves a gradual raising of the living entity to the spiritual platform and the highest spiritual realization of knowledge. That the personality of Godhead is a reservoir of all spiritual tastes and rasas. Of course, knowledge, jnana and bhakti, they are, again, say harmonious. You know, there is kind of harmony. Jnana, knowledge also help, can also help to achieve bhakti. But knowledge and bhakti, to say that they are interdependent, you know, jnana and bhakti, we cannot say that they are interdependent. Bhakti is explained by Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokula Ananda Ki, Staram Lakshman Hanuman Ki. So, bhakti is its own fruits. Bhakti, the wonderful thing with bhakti is that bhakti does not depend on any other authority. The other, they depend on bhakti. But bhakti does not depend on any other authority. So that's why Srila Prabhupada is saying that regulated knowledge involved a gradual raising to the living entity in a spiritual platform, and the highest spiritual realization is knowledge that the personality of Godhead is a reservoir of all spiritual rasas. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he asked the Ramanandis, can you tell me what is the goal of human life? What is it? The highest duty. And they mention that the highest is performance of the Varnashram Dharma. Performance of Varnashram. That's the perfection of life. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, no. First of all, he asked him, what is the goal of human life? He said, I don't know. I am illiterate. I don't know anything. Please tell me. And then they said that the goal of human life is performance of the Varnashram, Dharma. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, this is not the goal of human life, goal of life, the ultimate goal. What is the ultimate goal? Huh? Devotional service, yes. But Mahaprabhu recited one very beautiful verse. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam Ramakachit Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Kalpitaha Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam Prema Pumarto Mahan. Yes, that's the last. And this is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Madamitam. This is the opinion of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The highest goal is Prema Pumartu Mahan. He explained Aradhyo, the highest worship. Aradhyo Bhagavan, Bhagavan, Aradhyo Bhagavan, the worship, the highest worship. And he also mentioned, he did not say Krishna, he mentioned of Vaikuntha, he said, Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanayas. Vrajesa Tanayas means the son of, who is Vrajes? Vrajesa Tanayas. Nanda Maharaj. So the son of Nanda Maharaj, specially mentioned, the son of Nanda Maharaj is to be worshipped as the highest, is the highest worship. Aradhyo Bhagavan Vrajesa Tanayas Taddhama Vrindavanam, as he is worshipped by the Vrajavadus. What are the Vrajavadus? The gopis in Vrindavan. You know, Vrindavan. He should be worshipped as well along with his Vrajadham. That's the highest worship. Ramyakachid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Yakalpitaha Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam. So Srimad Bhagavatam is the Amala Puranam. That's a proof. What is the proof? Srimad Bhagavatam, speak about it. Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam Puranam Prema Pumartu Mahan. The highest, that's the highest. To achieve love of Godhead. You mentioned devotion to Krishna. And that's opinion of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Amala Puranam. Why Bhagavatam is Amala Puran? Amal means? Huh? Mal means spot. Okay? Means dirt. Mala. So Amal means spotless. Amala Puran. And what is that spot? What is the dirt? Why Srimad Bhagavatam is spotless Puran? There are many Puranas, 16 Puran. Yes, why the others are malam? This is amalam. Why the others are mal? Yes, this is amala, but the others are malam. The others, they have some kind of mixing. Karmakanda, yeah. Cheating religion. It's mentioned in the previous verse, no? Dharma Kaitava. Kaitava Dharma. I think the previous verse. Yes. Dharma Projita Kaitava. Tra Parama Nirmacharanam Satam. So cheating religion. In fact, all other Puranas speaks about Krishna also. The other Puranas also speak about Krishna. Now what's the difference? Srimad Bhagavatam also speaks about Krishna. The other Puranas also speaks about Krishna. What is the difference? It is because in Bhagavad Puran, the focus, it speaks about Krishna, but the main focus is on Krishna. The other Puranas not. Is the main focus is not on bhakti, is not upon Krishna. Although they speak about Krishna. But Srimad Bhagavatam's main focus is on devotional service, bhakti, and also focus is on Krishna. That's the difference. You know? That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is Amala Puranam. It speaks only about bhakti. There's nothing else. You know? Anya bilasita sunya jnani anya bilasita sunyam anavritam jnana karma anavritam. Zero. Anya bilasita sunya. Sunya means zero. Anya abilasita sunyam. So this is why. And now, why the other Puranas has been written also, if Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest, is Amala. I heard this point from Shankarshan Prabhu. He was saying that he mentioned, I like the point what he said. He said, let's say somebody had a dream at night, you know. He was flying or some tiger, you know. Oh, he saw a huge mountain. I was flying in a dream. And the next day he tells his friends about, you know, I had a dream. I saw a huge mountain. Mountain was flying. And then his friend would tell him, you're pagal, you know. You're a fool. This never happened. But if that person, he goes to a, how do you say, psychologist, yeah. He goes to a psychologist, and the psychologist would try to listen to him and will help him. And from there he will try to lift him up. And he would, the psychologist would ask him, okay, what is this? He would ask him, oh, you saw the mountain, but how big is the mountain? Which color is the mountain? What was happening? He would go in detail. And then from there he would try to help, to help the person. So the other Puranas, supposedly, they also, but because people are inclined to sense gratifications, okay, the sense gratification, but regulated sense gratification, you know, slowly, slowly, that also can help them to elevate. But this Srimad Bhagavatam is the highest Purana and is considered the Amala Puranam, the highest, and without any other things. Nashta Preshu Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. That is which is troublesome to the heart. Is completely, almost completely destroyed when one listens to Srimad Bhagavatam. So after writing Srimad Bhagavatam, then he was very pleased. And this here Prabhupada explained that the goal of this knowledge is to understand that Lord Krishna is a reservoir of all the rasas. There's five primary rasas. Saksantaras, Dasya, then Sakya, Vatsalya, and Madhurya. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, he was asking this question to Ramana Rai, please tell me, what is the goal? Tell me, the perfection, what is the perfection of life? You know, and then Ramana Rai explained that the perfection of life is, again, he also mentioned the same thing, performing, observing, this Varnashram Dharma, you know, duty. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Aho Bhaya, this is external, you know, external, go ahead. Aur Aage Kaho, Aur Aage Kaho, Bhaya, Aho Bhaya, Bhaya means this is external. Go more. And then Ramananda Rai said that, yat karosya dasnasya juhosya dasyat, whatever you do it for the personality of Godhead. That's the highest perfection. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, but that is also external. You know? अहो बाह्य, आगे कहो, दैट्स ऑल्सो एक्सटर्नल, यू नो, बिकॉज व्हाई इट इज एक्सटर्नल, यत करोषि, बिकॉज दैट्स व्हाट यू वांट टू डू, यू ऑफर टू कृष्णा, इट्स नॉट व्हाट कृष्णा वांट्स, यत करोषि मीन्स व्हाट यू वांट टू डू, यू ऑफर इट टू कृष्णा, इट्स नॉट व्हाट कृष्णा वांट्स, यू नो, इट्स ओके, बट यत करोषि, दैट्स व्हाई महाप्रभु इज सेइंग, इट्स एक्सटर्नल. And then go more further. Then Ramana Rai said, "Sarvadharman paritaja, mamekam saranam raja." You know. So that's the highest perfection. But Mahaprabhu said that is also external, and we understand that, you know. Bhagavad Gita, this is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Parish. But Mahaprabhu is saying that is also external. Aage kaho, aage kaho. Yeah, Acharya explained because it looks a bit fruitive because you surrender to the Lord to be protected. Krishna explained that, surrender unto me, I will protect you from sinful reaction. So he's surrendering to be protected by the Lord. So he looked fruitive. That's also external. You know. Go on. Aage kaho, aage kaho. And then he mentioned. That's the next one. Yeah. Devotional service mixed with knowledge. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati. That's the verse he mentioned. The next one. Devotional service mixed with man. Mahaprabhu, this is external. Aage kaho. Then he mentioned devotional service without knowledge. Again, Mahaprabhu said, Aho bhaya, is external. Go ahead. You know. So then. And then he's mentioning that devotional, to hear, to perform devotional service under the guidance of the devotee, to hear from the devotees. And from that point, Mahaprabhu start getting some flavor, some happiness. Say, yes, that is fine, but you can go more. Go more. And then he mentioned that, dasya, service in Dasya Prem. That's the highest perfection. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that is fine, but you can go higher. And then he mentioned about Dasya, Sakya, and further, Vatsalya. And Mahaprabhu said, yes, aage kaho, aage kaho. And then he said, Madhurya. Madhurya is the highest. And Mahaprabhu was so pleased, extremely happy. Yes, that's fine. But please, be merciful to me. You know? Agar kichu hoy, this is Bengali. Agar kichu hoy, aage kaho. If there is something more than that, please tell me. And Ramananda Rai said, till today I have never heard anybody who could speak above this. That's the limit. That's the limit of perfection. You know, Madhurya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again said, yes, that is fine, but please speak more than that. You know, you can, because I'm so enjoying. This nectar is flowing from your mouths. So much nectar is flowing from your mouths. Please tell me more about it. And then he mentioned, Ramananda Rai mentioned that how Krishna, although was in residence, he was performing residence with the gopis, residence is the highest. Even Lakshmi wants to take part in the residence. You know, one time Lakshmi Devi, she was thinking of how to join the residence. And Narayana asked Lakshmi, what happened? What do you want? And then Lakshmi said, I want to take part in residence. And Narayan said, okay, if you want to take part in residence, you have to follow in the footstep of the Prasbhasis, you know. You have to follow. And Lakshmi said, what? You know who I am? And how can I, follow the Brijavasis? No, not possible. And Narayan said, then forget about Vrindavan. And then she became angry. She went to do tapasya. And Krishna came. And Krishna said, what do you want? He said, I want to take part in the rasa dance. And then because she is full of opulences, Krishna accepted her. And then she became that, they call it? Shivatsa, on the chest of Krishna, there. She took that form. She took that form of the Srivatsa on the chest of Krishna. Mm. So, this Ramanarai explained that's the highest, Yeah, Krishna was not pleased. He's still in the residence. So, and he disappeared. With whom? With whom he disappeared? Srimati Radharani. With Srimati Radharani. Because he is the highest, he is exhibiting the highest rasa with Lord Krishna. And Krishna is very, very attached to Srimati Radharani. So, this is why here it is mentioned that therefore this fruit has become even more tasteful, although its nectarian juice was already relishable for all, including liberated soul. This happened, when Krishna was in Dwarka, Dwarka, and then he was just about to go back to, Kurukshetra. He was just about to go back to Kurukshetra. Then the Brijavasis, they were there, and they decided to take Krishna back to Vrindavan. So they wanted him to go back. And then they kidnapped Krishna to Vrindavan. He was in Vrindavan. And then the Rukmini Devi heard about it, and Rukmini came very upset and arrested all the Brijavasis. Arrested all of them. And then he also took them to court, So Rukmini asked, how dare you all kidnap my husband? And then the gopis mentioned that, we are not the thief. You are the biggest thief because Krishna belongs to Vrindavan. He was here, then he left, and you got married to him. And Krishna belongs to us. That's why he's coming here. He's always thinking of the devotees, Brijavasis. And Rukmini said, yes, you're right. Krishna is always remembering the gopis, the Brijavasis, they're always thinking of the devotees. And Dwarka is the highest planet. Why is Krishna thinking of the Brijavasis? And then the gopi mentioned that because here in Vrindavan we are very simple village girl. And Vrindavan also is full of opulences. What is there? Chintamani prakarsadmasu kalpaviksha. Is Chintamani, the opulences of Vrindavan Dham, is full of Chintamani. Then kalpaviksh, desire tree, and then Surabhi cows. That's the opulences of Vrindavan. But we are simple village girl. That's why Krishna is very much attracted to us. And this is how Krishna is the reservoir of all the, in fact, the rasas. And this is question of this level, Santaras, Dasyaras, Vatsalya, Madhurya. It's a question of level. It's vertical. the highest, from lower to highest. But it's also horizontal. These rasas means they are all serving God. Dasya, dasya ras permeates all the rasas. In all the rasas, dasya exists. And sometimes you'll find that here it's mentioned every devotee has a particular rasa with Krishna. But at time we see that some devotees, they have two or five. Like Krishna, Arjuna. Arjuna who is Arjuna in Mahaprabhu's Leela? Huh? Amanarai. There also sometimes Vishaka. Amanarai. You know, how can he has two rasas? And we know Arjuna is what is Arjuna rasa? Sakya, friendship. But also Madhurya. Because that's Krishna, sometimes he does that. He has relationship with his devotees. He may have it. Like Balaram. Balaram is serving Krishna in five rasas. Balaram is serving Krishna in all the five rasas. How? In Santaras also. Dasya is serving. Sometimes he's serving Krishna. You know, he's massaging Krishna's feet. And Sakya is friendship always. And Vatsalya, sometimes Balaram acts like parents to Krishna. You know, Krishna, go and take bath. It's a time now. You know, it's a birthday. And then Madhurya Ras, at times, Ananga Manjari is an expansion of Balaramji. So that's how Balaram is also serving Krishna in all the five rasas. So that's there. Krishna is the reservoir of all the rasas. Hare Krishna. I'd like to stop here. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki Shri Prabhupada ki Gaur Premanande.